Have you ever caught yourself apologizing for taking up space or felt that nagging voice saying you're not quite enough? You're not alone. Women throughout history have been systematically undervalued, yet possess extraordinary strength. Joyce Meyer's transformative approach to female confidence addresses this universal truth with practical wisdom. The journey to confidence isn't about becoming someone new. It's about uncovering the woman God always intended you to be. Standing at the intersection of faith and practical psychology, Meyer offers a roadmap for women seeking to overcome both external barriers and internal doubts. What makes her perspective so powerful is that it doesn't just acknowledge the problem, it provides actionable solutions rooted in both spiritual truth and psychological insight. Women aren't an afterthought in creation, but a purposeful design. Eve wasn't created from Adam's feet to be beneath him, but from his rib, near his heart, signifying equality and partnership. This foundational truth sets the stage for authentic female confidence. The relationship between men and women was meant to be complementary, not competitive. Consider how women's intuitive thinking balances men's logical approach. Neither perspective is complete alone. In a job interview, while a man might evaluate candidates solely on credentials, a woman often detects subtle personality issues through instinct. Together, these approaches create a comprehensive assessment. Modern women face significant confidence challenges. 90% lack adequate personal time, most handle family problem solving, and many struggle with negative self-perception issues stemming from historical mistreatment, unrealistic standards, and pressure to fulfill multiple roles perfectly. True confidence isn't arrogance, but being positive about your capabilities rather than dwelling on limitations. Why become mediocre at something you're naturally poor at when you could excel at your talents? Fear is confidence's primary adversary, keeping us trapped as people pleasers. Yet feeling fear doesn't make you a coward. What matters is facing it and moving forward anyway. The myth of women's inherent weakness is false. Women demonstrate remarkable intellectual, emotional, and spiritual resilience, from childbirth to the fortitude of single mothers raising children below poverty level. History has underreported women's achievements. Queen Elizabeth I ruled during England's Golden Age, while Eleanor Roosevelt transformed the First Lady role through executive talent and political acumen, advising, "You must do the thing you think you cannot do." Every cause has an effect. If some women radiate confidence while others shrink back, there must be reasons. These 7 principles can transform your approach. Know you are deeply loved. Focus on those who accept you rather than reject you. God's love isn't conditional. He loves because He is kind. Understanding this unconditional love weakens fear's grip. Refuse to live in fear. This doesn't mean never feeling afraid, but not letting fear control decisions. Do it afraid. Feel fear, but proceed anyway. Choose positivity deliberately. Confidence and negativity don't mix. Being positive isn't naive, it's strategic. Recover quickly from setbacks. You only fail when you stop trying. Most successful people failed their way to success. Avoid the comparison trap. Confidence comes from doing your best with what you have. Take decisive action. Don't wait. Make something happen. Live in the present. Focus on using what you have rather than dwelling on what you lack. Self-doubt and confidence cannot coexist. When plagued by self-doubt, we constantly second-guess decisions. Yet confidence isn't a feeling. It's choosing truth over emotions. Faith means being confident despite what our senses tell us. Like an unused muscle, confidence atrophies when we surrender to doubt. The more we yield to doubt, the stronger it grows, while practicing confidence makes it feel natural. Try this. For 1 week, practice positivity by breaking one bad habit and forming a new one. Place reminders at home and ask friends to flag negative moments. Train yourself to find good in seemingly negative situations and expect favor, undeserved kindness. To enjoy your best life, believe the truth about yourself more than others' opinions or your feelings. See yourself as precious, purposefully created, valuable, and gifted. Don't let feelings rule you. Take that step of faith today. Henry Ward Beecher learned a vital lesson as a schoolboy. When interrupted with "no," he stopped reciting in shame. Another student, facing the same interruption, continued until finished and earned praise. The teacher explained, "It is not enough to know your lesson. You must be sure. If the entire world says no, it is your business to say yes and prove it. Trying to please everyone prevents fulfilling your destiny. Without following your inner wisdom, you'll live unfulfilled." History celebrates those who achieved greatness despite criticism, like Benjamin Franklin, whose brother rejected his writing before Franklin launched his successful newspaper. The world naturally resists what differs from the norm. Confident women stand alone when necessary. Your worth stems from inherent value, not from being different or the same. Like Sidney Poitier, who refused to let prejudice limit him, truly confident people aren't defeated by opposition. They're challenged and become more determined. What voices of no are you listening to? What if today you decided those voices no longer determine your path? Fear is universal. That unsettled stomach feeling and sudden panic that can overtake anyone. Studies show 19.2 million American adults fear something specific, while 15 million have social phobias. But here's the liberating truth. Fear shrinks when confronted. Consider the village story, where a mountain monster terrified generations until one brave person approached it, discovering it shrank with each step until becoming small enough to hold, squeaking, "My name is Fear." This illustrates how fear operates, seeming enormous until confronted, then diminishing significantly. Sometimes the key is to do it afraid. If you run from fear, you'll keep running. We are born with different temperaments, making some naturally braver than others, but everyone faces fears like loneliness, rejection, failure, and success. We don't need to understand fear. We need to stop letting it control us. What would you do today if fear wasn't holding you back? That's precisely what you should do. Our appearance reflects inner feelings, but looking confident can also boost internal confidence. Stand upright rather than slumping. Live with passion. Smiling uses fewer muscles than frowning, and studies show it lowers heart rate and reduces stress. Even forced smiles can improve your mood. The words we speak shape our reality. Changing your speech makes you feel stronger and less fearful. Say what you want to become, not just what you currently see. Understanding gender differences helps relationships thrive. Women's and men's brains function differently for identical tasks. Many relationships struggle because we don't recognize these differences. Men seek advice after exhausting options, while women offer it freely. Men are motivated when needed, women when cherished. Men retreat to think while women prefer talking. Though attitudes toward women have improved, progress remains necessary. The door is now open for you to realize your dreams. Walk confidently into your future. The world awaits your unique voice.